We are holding Daf Lamed Vov Amar Aleph on top, the second line of Taran Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Now the Gemara says Taran Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Devei Rabbi Yishmael, we learned the Pasuk says V'dam Chalolim Yishteh, mashma the dam of a Chalol. When you kill an animal, its dam is like something to drink. It's called a mashker. So Prat comes to exclude Ledam Kiluach, the dam that shoots out. The dam kiluach, that dam is not machshir. Shein machshir es asroim. If that dam goes upon vegetables on asroim, it's not machshir the kabel tumah. So Rashi explains prat la dam kiluach. Rashi let this make it as a bein when you cut an animal. So betchil ha dam sheises betipach asestayim. First of all, one or two drops come out. V'yachakachu mekaleh. Then it starts to spritz out. A lot comes out. Yachakachu mashka, then the dam turns black even. And that's what we kind of learn in Gemara Krisis. And v'tan yosa me'ezel dam hekish and nefesh yoytzebo. What's called the dam that the nefesh, like it really dies because of that dam? That's called mitipur hamashka v'yilach. Only once the black dam starts to come out. Avodam kluach, but the dam that comes out first, and the first spray of dam, that's lehevi dam nefesh. That's not called dam hanefesh. So if that type of dam, the first dam that shoots out, if that dam goes on Zeroyim, it's not Machsherit Lekabotum. That's the Dik, as I said in Tanah Rabbi Shimon, the dam Chalolim Yishteh is proper dam Kiluach. Tanah Rabbon, HaShoichet, somebody shechs an animal, Vehitiz dam al Adlas, and some of the dam spritzes on Adlas, on a pumpkin. Rashi says, Telusha Shel Truma. It could even be a pumpkin of Truma, and the shal is at huch shel kabel tumah not now. So this dam, the dam from shechita, spritzes onto it. Rashi says it means betchil shechita, the beginning of the shechita. So Rabbi Yom Rabbi says huch shel, yes, this dam is machshir this the last, this pumpkin le kabel tumah. Rabbi Chiya Roimet Tolin. Rabbi Chiya says no, it's a suffix, it's Tolin. We'll soon see what a suffix is. Therefore, you have to hang means we don't know whether it's in kabel tumah or not. So it's machloek is Rabbi and Rabbi Chiya. Some Rabbi Shavoshi says, Meyachash Rabbi Yoim Huchshav. Rabbi says, yes, this dam of the Shechita is machshir the animal, the las. For Rabbi Chiyo, I'm a turtle, let's hang it. We don't know what to do, it's a suffix. If so, so Rabbi Shavoshi said, Ono Aminis Mechush would rely on, Boy Venis Mechadiv Rabbi Shimon, the Chush would rely on Rabbi Shimon of Al Mishnah. So Rabbi Shimon says, Shechita machshir is v'loy dam. So the Rashi was like this man, the Yomer hold, the Quran of Shem, it's only the Shechita that's Machshir the Behem, and not the Dam. The Dam is not called Kamayim. So since Rebbe also says the Shechita, no, because it's not like Rebbe. Rebbe says it's Huchshir. So Chur, and Rebbe Chia was doubtful, so therefore let's be Samech on Shimon, that he says the Dam is not Machshir. Rashi says Shu Messiah Rebbe Chia, right? He's a riot Rabbi Chia. Shem Rabbi Chia holds Ein Dam Machshir. Fevele Rabbi Yisrael Yochav Mokim Shnayim. Then Rabbi that says it is Machshir is a Yochav Mokim Shnayim. So that's what the Rabbi Shem wants to say. The Chur, we should be saying Mechon Rabbi Shem to say the Dam is not Machshir the Dlas. Omer Apollo, so Pop explains like this. Hakil Madim, everybody agrees. Heichad Yisrael Adam Mitchila V'yad Saif. If this dam that spritzed out of the animal went on this Dlas, on the pumpkin, and it's still there from the beginning of the Shechita until the end of the Shechita, so even when you finish the Shechita, the dam is still on the Dlas, then the Pup holds that Kuli Alma Le Pligi De Machshir. Everybody holds that, yes, that dam is Machshir. It would be Mekabel Tumah then. It is there at the end. Rashi says, the dam Shechita Hu, V'yiskesh L'mayim, that yes, we're going now, not like Rabbi Shimon, that dam Shechita is Hukesh L'mayim, would be Machshir. Keep pligi, where's the machlekes then, Rebbe and Rebbe Chiya? Then is kaneach adam ben similar simin. If after you shechted the first simin, then that dam that spritzed on it by the beginning of the shechita dried up, or somebody wiped it off the delas. So by the time you finish the shechita, the dam is not on the delas anymore. That's the machlekes. That Rebbe savar yeshtan l'shechita mitchila v'yatzoif. Rebbe holds, like Rebbe Yechon we had before, that the shechita starts at the beginning. So the dam that came out at the beginning was considered dam ashchita, and therefore that dam at that time was machshir the last kabel tumah. V'hai dam shchitu. Therefore, the dam, even the first dam that came out at the beginning of the shchita, is called dam shchita, and it would be machsher. Rabbi Chiya Savano, Einor l'shchita elu b'sekhios l'kashlokash. That shchita first starts at the end. If so, v'hai dam amakahu. The dam that was there at the beginning of the shchita is not still on it. At the end of the shchita, it's only called dam maka. So for that dam is not machsher l'kabel tuma. So was Rabbi Chiya. If so, Umay Tolin, what did Rabbi Chiya mean to say? It's a suffix, it's doubtful, let's hang. What do you have to wait and see? You're telling me clearly, he old is not, it's not Hoch Shlekabu Tumma. So what are you waiting for? Some more, so what he meant to say was like this, Tolin Na Dover Ad Gemar Shchita. We have to wait and see what happens after the Shchita finishes. Yisal Adam Besav Shchita, the dam is still under the last. By the end of the Shchita, then this whole Maisa was called a Maisa Shchita. So then now we see that dam to be a Maisa Shchita, and therefore Marsha would be Marsha the Pri. But Viloi, if the dam is dried up already, was wiped off already before the end of the Shchita, then Le Marsha. Then at the time when the dam was on the last, at that time it was not called a Shchita yet. So therefore it's not Marsha Le Kabotum, Le Marsha. Viloi Le Marsha. Yeah, that was the suffix of Rabbi Chiya. Now, if so, Umay, Uboy, Venis, Mechadiv, Rabbi Shimon, what did Rabbi Shimon say? And let's be samech on the words of Rabbi Shimon. This, the Rabbi Shimon, Loi Machsher. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Dam is not Machsher. Dam Shrit is not Machsher. Le Rabbi Chiya, Machsher, Beneskaneyach. That according to Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Chiya, if the Dam was wiped off before the end of the Shrita, also it's Hukshar. It also it's not Mekabel Tumma. That's what B'chi holds. If so, Miyu Ashra Lahadodi, they're similar like this, that Ma Loi Mashar, Ma Loi Mashar. So in the case where the dam was dried off to the last before the end of the Shrita, so in such a case, both Rabbi Chiya and both Rabbi Shimon would say that the last has no Hechsh Mekabel Tumma. It's not called the Maisa Shchita, according to Rav Chiya, and according to Rav Shimon, even if it is, Dam Shchita is not Machsher. If so, Heavenly Rebbe Chad, if so, Rebbe that says it is Hoch Shlekal B'Tumma, he's only a Yochid one person. And then the Klal should be, V'yein Dvorer Shalecha B'Mokim Shnayim. We should not believe what one, the Allah is not like one, Keneged Shnayim. Now, Rav Ashi says, Toilin, Rashi doesn't like that pshat. Rashi says, no, that when Rabbi Chiya said toilin, it's hanging, it means it's always hanging. You can't tell me just means to say, let's wait to see at the end of the shchita if the dam is dried up or not. So mashma tamachloikis in din, that Rabbi Chiya has a suffix, whether this dam was machshred or not, its loilim is always a suffix. Yeah. Rashi ama toilin liyoyla mashma. V'nizkanech l'Rabbi Chiya, even in the case where the dam was dried off, before the end of the Shchita, still, Svuki Misavkalei. So Rashi learns like this, Rabbi Chiya has a suffix where the E yesh in the Shchita metchilu v'yat soif, or yeh in the Shchita elu v'soif. Rabbi Chiya Guf had a doubt about this. Is Shchita considered at the beginning, or only at the end? Or my turban, so what does Rabbi Chiya mean to say, turban like this the last is hanging? He meant to say, le'oichlem le'sarfen. You're not allowed to eat it, because maybe it is tummy. But usually truma that became tummy is supposed to burn. Here you're not allowed to burn it either, because you have to be afraid maybe it's not. It was not Hoch Shlekabu Tumma, maybe it's not tummy. So then according to Rabbi Chiya, the suffix always remains a suffix. That's what Rav Ashi learns. If so, umay, bo v'nis mechadiv Rabbi Shimon, what did Rabbi Shimon to say then? Let's come and be samech what Rabbi Shimon says. Let's say like this. Le Rabbi Shimon le Machshir. According to Rabbi Shimon, Bechlal this dam Ashchita, even if Yod Yesh no Ashchita, Betchil le Biyatzav, even if the Ashchita starts at the beginning, so what? Dam Ashchita is not Machshir. Le Rabbi Chiya Sveika. Rabbi Chiya has a suffix whether Yesh no Ashchita Betchil le Biyatzav. He also has a suffix whether this dam that came off at the beginning and was dried off before the end of the Ashchita, was it Machshir this the last or not? If so, Leinyan Sreifa Miyushav Ladodi. They're both similar that we do not burn this truma. For sure, we should not burn it. That Maloi Safri, Maloi Safri. According to both of them, according to Shimon, you don't burn it. According to Rav Chiya, you only have to suffer a doubt. So min asofik, you don't burn truma. So have a Rebbe chad, Rebbe that says, yes, it's badi tami. So according to Rebbe, you should burn it. He's only like one. And then the klal is, v'yein dvor v'shalecha v'mokim shnayim. The words of one don't help v'mokim shnayim. V'ochi kom, this is what he meant to say. K'goin zois, such a case like this, toilen v'loy oichlin. You have to let it hang. Therefore, you're not allowed to eat this truma. For loy sofen, you can't burn it either. So that should be the locha. That since he had Reb Shimon to be Seimachon, we do not pass him like Rebbe to say sofen, but rather the din should be tefillin, it's a sofik. So according to this, of course, it comes out from machlokes.com, where the yesh l'shchita metchila b'yatzayf. So from Psakir, we would not burn this truma. It's not a sofik, and therefore, when a sofik, it's only tefillin, we only hang it, but you have to bury it, but you can't burn it though. Right, another more says, Boy of Shimon ben Lachish. Shimon ben Lachish has a shah like this. Tzorid shel menachis. That means the dry particles of the mincha. Usually a mincha is you have the flour and you have the oil that you mix it up together. But there are still some dried out parts of the flour that does not have the oil mixed into it. That's called tzorid. Rashi says, Korte kemech, pieces of flour, hatzava b'mincha, v'yein shem menichta teicha, the oil did not get into it yet. The shaila is moinin by rishin v'sheni oyein moinin by rishin v'sheni. We need to say could that flour become tamei to get a shen rishin v'sheni, or maybe no, it can't become. And now it's ki mahani chibas kodesh. Now it's chul the shaila is if the oil didn't get on it yet, so it wasn't huchshel a kabel tum, no liquid got on it yet. So is that part of the mincha able to become tamei or not? What's the shaila? Ki mahani chibas hakodesh. When do we say there's a svara that says that something that's going to be hegdish, that's kodesh? The chibas kodesh, the chiyuvim of kodesh alone is machsha the kabel tuma. When do we say that? Liyavsu legufei. Only to make it become posel. That if a tamei touches it, it becomes posel. You can't use it. Enechanami. But lemimni berishim v'sheni loy. But to say it should become a rishon l'tuma or shen l'tuma, maybe that no. Rashi says kolaymar im nitma metama cherem aloi. To say that it is nichlami lifso. Rashi says mean lifso b'chila. It becomes tummy, can't eat it. But the shalur is, does it become tummy enough that it can make something else into a sheni or a shlishi? Does it become a rishon that if it touches something else, it makes it into a sheni? That's the shalur. This svar of chibas hakodesh, where water did not really come on it. It's only the fact it's like part of a mincha now. It has a loch of kodshim to it. It's supposed to be, it's a mincha. So that's machshrit. Is it only machshrit it could become posel? Or is it even machshrit as far as a regular hechsher, it could become a rishon and a sheni l'tuma? That's the shayla. Or the Rebbe says, I do maybe loishtim. There's no difference. It does both. Some Rebbe says, Rebbe says like this. Tashma coming here. The posel says, Mikol o'ichol ha'sheyechol. Many food that you could eat. So darshin oichol habo b'mayim huchsher. Food that once went into water, that's huchsher. That now it's fit to become tummy. But tummy touches to become tummy. Oichol lo shein habo b'mayim. Food that did not go into water, lo huchsher. It's not fit to become tummy. So you see, well, it has to have water, and not just tam chibas hakodesh. The Gemara says, "Otur Reb Shimon ben Lachish leshle oichla bo b'mayim." Doesn't Reb Shimon agree to that? But what he is asking, Avad Reb Shimon knows that Joshua. But Reb Shimon ben Lachish, this is what his suffix was. Chibas hakodesh. That is such a svara that something has shaykes to hegdish. It's hulchsher. This new svara of chibas hakodesh, the chiyuvim of hegdish, koichla habo b'mayim dami. Do we consider it as if it's really considered like food that came in contact with water already, and therefore it's really mekabel tumah a rishon and a sheni and a shlishi? Or maybe no, it's not considered like it really came into water yet, and therefore at the most it's only svar it could become tummy, but maybe it can't be metam or anything else. That was Rish Lakish svar. So the more is like this: Reb Lezer nami miturei kroy kama. Reb Lezer also meant to say from extra part of the pasuk. That what? Michti, let's see. See, the pasuk says, V'chi yutan mayim al zera. when water goes on the seeds. Mikol Eichel Asher Yochel. It was so lumbly. What do I need the extra pasuk for? Mikol Eichel Asher Yochel. It says at the beginning, V'chiyutin Mayim Azera. When water becomes on a seed, that's machsha, the seed now, the kabotoma. Sabshit, any food is the same way, that food is only the kabotoma, if it had a heksha with water first. Samara says, loved, isn't it, lamut, it comes to exclude, and then the pasuk says, mikolech lashe yochal, mashm, every single food is only huch, the kabotoma, if it really went into the water. So it does not come to exclude lav lamute chidas chibas hakodesh, comes to exclude that something that's not really hochsher in water. It's only like this mincha, this dried out part of the mincha, tam chibas hakodesh, that's not really tamei. Smur says loy, that's the kavir, that's not the pshat. Hatayichad betumas meis, but chad betumas sheretz. It needs both chedushim, that whether a mace touches the food, or whether a sheretz touches the food, in both cases the food is not makabel tumah, unless it had heksher with water. That's what the pasuk is talking about. But maybe chibas hakodesh is considered like a regular tumah. And the Mar says, we need both chedushim here. The yashmin tumas mace, that when the mace touches the food, it's only makabel tumah. If it first went into water, hosmu deboy heksher mishum deloy metame bechadosha. Because the mace itself doesn't have the chumrah of a small amount of the chadosh like a lentil. A mace only has tumah, is only metama if it's the size of a kezayis. Less than a kezayis of a mace is not metama. Avo sheretz, mashenkin, a dead sheretz, a creature here, the metama, the chadosh, the locher is, as long as it's the size of a lentil, it's metame. Is they meloy? So maybe since the Torah was machmir by a sheretz, even it could be metama food, even though the food never came in contact with water yet. That's why the pasuk says even by sheretz also has to come in contact with water. Now the yashmin is sheretz. We only hear the chiddush by a sheretz. Mishum de loy metame to mashiva. A sheretz only makes tummy for one day, not more, not for 7 days. Avul mace de metame to mashiva mashenkin by a mace that could be metame something for 7 days. Is a maloli boy heksher, since that's a chomedik adin tumma, maybe it does need a heksher kabel tumma. Tzricha, that's why I need the posik, these two psukim here, the extra heksher, mikol eichel, asher yochal, teach us, even a tumma sheretz also is only mikabel tumma if it had a contact with water. But our koponim is not coming to exclude chibas hakodesh, so maybe chibas hakodesh is a regular tumma. So that's what shlokish asofik. Another one says, Mosav, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef has a question like this. It says, Na Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, Eimer, Hukshu b'shchita. So you guys know, when you make a shchita on an animal, that's what marks for the animal to come to the shchita. So Chur Adik is, Hukshu, V'yafkinu l'mimni bo risha m'sheni. Chur, it's a regular heksher. That the svar was the migo, that just like shchita is matta the boss of Achila, who had in the shchita makes it Hukshu l'kabutumma. And Pashtun means it's a regular tumah, that it could become a Rishon tumah, a Shein tumah. The question is, Vamai, why? How could Rav Shimon such a Svaro? I, the Pasuk says, I, V'oloi Oichol Abo B'mayimu, it's not really meat that came in contact with water. So how could it really become Tomei? Selamai, we see it's not a Xeros across, if it has to come in contact with water. Other things could also make it Royal Lekabo tumah. Either a Shchita, or else Chibas HaKadosh. Yeah, 1 second. Yes, a Svaro, so you don't have to have water. Or Malay Abaye says back, no. So Keher Shemayim Midrabbana could be here so different. The reason why Shchita works is because Shchita is Midrabbana as if it mamash came in contact with water. That's just Midrabbana, what she says. V'loy Safin Ola Truma V'kodshim in Nogabo Enachnami. It could be Psharm the Mishnah, so it's only Midrabbana. That is the shchit is machshirit, but it could be maybe in the midiraisa though. Itako is after come in contact with water, so maybe this form of chibas kodesh is not so strong. Maybe itako would not make a rishon or shein l'tum. That's what shlokas on a sofik. Omer Rav Zera says Toshma coming here. Zalocha haboitz alagas. If somebody is cutting down olives to take them to the press to squeeze, to squash them down, to get the oil out. Alright. So Shami Yamashami says, Huksha. That it's Huksha Kabotumma, because the juice drips out from the baskets. So that juice that drips out, that's machsha the pri lekabotuma. No, it's not machsha kabotuma. And then Hillel retracted and agreed to Shammai to say that Habayitz Lagatz not Huksha Kabotuma. Question is again, Amai, what's the shail over here? That Shammai says Huksha, V'ho Lav Oichol Habo B'maymu. It's not food that came into water yet. It didn't come in contact with water. Rashi says, Shammim Huksha, the Yafagad Lo Nichle B'mashka Yitzim, we don't care about the juice that drips out of the baskets. Tol Ibros, they're going into the ground. Yeah, because the one Shabbos is talking about the kupos and mezuafos that you were afraid maybe you gather them together in a tight basket that the juice will not be lost. So even in the case where the juice gets lost, still it's hukshar. So when the juice gets lost, you're not nich with that water. So really, you never had a real hechsher. That's clear. You see, it's mekabel tumah. The question is why? Amalei Abayis. Abayis is back also. It's only the Rabbanon the Kalach over there. And with the Rabbanon we consider as if those peris, I'm not sure if it was grapes or olives, both of them, as if they really came in contact with the water. So it's only with the Rabbanon. But Chibas HaKodesh, we can still have a suffix, since it didn't come in contact with water there, is it a real tumor or only opsul? Oh, Malay Rabbi Yeser, Yeser like this, Amin Lechua No, Hochshu V'Shita. I bring you Raya, first of all, this Al-Mishnah says, a shrit is machshirit. Viyata matla you answer me back or so kach shemayim. Then with the rabbanon we consider it like it came into water. The yom lechor observes there also says the same rai from aboitz legas for your matla and answering back or so kach shemayim that we consider this also aboitz legas as if it came in contact with water. If so, say the same thing with shem melakish. If so, shem melakish nami or so kach shemayim. What's his topic then? It should be the same svar also. Whenever you have the svar of Chibas HaKodesh, like his kash was a student, Mestom, it's only with the Rabbanon. So when the Rabbanon said it's Mekabel Tumah, because it's considered like it came in contact with water. So Amalei said back to him, no, Otto Rab Shimon Ben Lokesh Litlois Kami Boilei. Does he have a suffix where there should be a Rabbanon that didn't plea of hanging? Ki Kami Boilei Lisroif. He had a suffix whether you should burn it or not. In other words, Mechlau the Chibas HaKodesh Yeraisa, that this svara, that something that has a chayiv to hegdish, like a mincha, it's a deraisa that a svara said becomes tamei. It's not only a svara in the rabbanans. So therefore, in the deraisas, that's from shlokas a svara. What type of tumor is it with deraisa? Is it only a psul? But to make it a rishon or a sheni, no, because it never came in contact with water. Or maybe no, even though it didn't come in contact with water, that's this new chiddush. That chibas hakodesh is also a tumah midi raisa, and it could become a sheni and shlishi also. Therefore, he has a good suffix with shlokish. Now the Gemara says, though, but it's a proof to lechur that chibas hakodesh midi raisa minolan. How do you know this? You start to say it's midi raisa. You learn from this. So the pasuk says, v'yabosher v'abosher ashiyga b'chol tamei, that the boss that touches anything is tamei. It's talking about kachim over here. Mashma, any boss of kachim is mekabel tumah, even though it didn't come in contact with water. Samura says, "Hai bossa this chashav in my. How did this bossa become huksha? Even if you want to tell me this chashav b'dam, because the dam came upon it, b'shashchita from Rabbi Chiba, Rabbi Amram Yechonon, minayin ladam kachim shein machshir. We had before the dam of a korban is not machshir." She never apostle said lo techlenu lo techlenu, but lo techlenu kamayim. So we darshin dam hanishma kamayim, only dam chulin that he could throw the water on the floor. That's machshir. But sheinu nishma kamayim, dam that's not spilled on the floor like water, nor is dam kachim. You have to make kabbalah sadam in the kli is not machshir in a machshir. So every boss of kachim, how could ever be mekabel tumah lechura? It never had a hechsher. Hello, what do you have to answer? The ischashri b'mashka based mitvachaya, that when they washed it off with the water after they shechted it, right, they washed it down over there, so that water came in contact with the meat. That was machshirit. So was I v'omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina mashka based mitvachaya, that the water that the butchers used there, that they used in the base of Migdash to wash down the kabonis loydain shein dochin. Not only is that mashk itself tor, that's not mekabel tumah, that mashka, and the shein machshirin, he should know who had in a special halacha that mayim was not machshir the boss mekabel tumah either. Rashi says, and he doesn't explain here that the Gemara of Psachim. So the Chitim, maybe you want to tell me, Tir Gemara Adam, that's only talking Adam. I have a mashki kama. No, it says over there even the mashki also is not machla kabatumma. And a lot of the ischasha must be the swarm by every kochim. Could be la kabatumma, the ischasha b'chibas hakodesh. So we see it's midiraisa, it's a swarm midiraisa. That since the korban is a chibas hakodesh, that makes it into an oichel. It's royal kabatumma. So we know the duma maybe could have yuda mashmuel. The yom of yuda mashmuel could go in. Maybe the case like this. Shoisa loy porosh azuv cheshlam. It's a cow that was a korban shlamim. They let it go through the river. And shochta, then they shechted it, but it still has wet. So that one was mashka kabatoma. The b'shasta shchita, there was still water on it from the river. And you're happy with that water on it. So that's why it's hukshla kabatoma, because there's water on it. Yeah. Elsmore says, so this pasuk won't be a proof then. It's possible to say that the basar of kochim is mekabel tumah because it had a hechsher that was water on it from before. El the rise mi seifa. It says in the seifa, v'ha basar, and the pasuk says, v'dash on the rabbis ate some levoina. That even wood is also mekabel tumah by kochim and levoina. So the question is, ate some levoina b'nei achildinu? You don't need this. These are spices. You don't need this. The frankincense, levoina. You only burn it for smelling, but you don't need it. Ela, so why is a makabel tumah chorus not a meichel? It must be chibas hakodesh machshelu, that since it's used for kachim, it makes it hechshus, makes it kosher, or meshav yilu oichel, even makes it into a food, and therefore it's makabel tumah. So achinami chibas hakodesh machshelosa. Well, then every kachim, every korban, since it's a chayv, it's a korban. The korban is what machshel the makabel tumah. So therefore, this is the pasuk to say mashmas midi raisa. There's something that's fit to be brought for kochim. It's like a machra of the kabel tumah. So where it says it's so, my, now the suffix is my. Ki mahani chibas hakodesh lifts of the gufei. True, you bring me a rai midi raisa, such a svara. But maybe the svara is only in itself becomes possible. Avala mimni be rishim v'sheni loy. But they say that it's really tumah that can be tumah something else to make a sheni v'shlishi loy. That far it doesn't go. By demolition, maybe yes. Once the Torah is mechadish now, that even though it didn't come in contact with water, just the chibas hakodesh alone is enough to be machshurit. Maybe it's machshurit lekabel completely, complete tuma. It can become sheni and shlishi also. So that's teiku. That's what shlokish is svara. That buys a teiku. There we don't have an answer for. Yes, Satzig Gemara buys a suffix. The four Torahs brings down. That's the svara we had the chidishia. That this maya base met vachaya, the water that was in the base hashrita there. By the kochim, there was by the base of midish, it was not machshir. So one svara the Gemara says on Pesachim is, because the mayim is only machshir, if the water is mechubal karka. But the water that's tolushim, Rashi is more twice as mishum nevi tolushim. So with tolushim le mechashim adiraisa. Once the water like is detached from the ground, that water is not machshir midiraisa. So Kolponim, we can't say it's talking about the machshir base mitzvachaya. Therefore we said, but still there's no proof from that. From now on, we could have said a song about the water that was on the Parah from before the Shechita, when they went in through the Nor, and they were happy, they wanted to wash off the animal. So they wanted the water to be on the animal, that's called the Venicha, with the water. So such water was what was Machshirit. So therefore the proof is from the end, that it says, via Bosa, well the rabbis ate some Levoina. So Toyotaki has to cash. How do we know the dasha for the word Vabosa? That's even be Mar Beitzim Levoino. Maybe it's only coming to be Mar Vabosa. So, and what? To Mahani Le Chibas HaKodesh Le Boy Heshem. That's the Chiddush. That the Chibas HaKodesh makes it. There's some even though without a real Heshem of water. There's lies by Kasha. So the next Toy is the Asosko. By the mashke base mitzvachaya, why is it all tor? Let's say like they said like dam or like mayim. Why don't we say what chibas hakodesh is mishaver into a mashke that it should be mashle kabotuma? Well, so he says this svaro of chibas hakodesh is only something doimel went off the pasuk nevi abosa. So it has to be a solid something like bosa, like eitzam levoina, but not a mashke. Mashke not included in chibas hakodesh. All right, we'll stop here.